Boys tennis here. Boys tennis getting the start here on the coaches show here. And in fact, a couple of freshmen are going to get on the headset here tonight as we talk about their season so far. The two varsity meets in already and some pretty tough ones here and a couple of players that have already been on the courts here. And we're going to talk with freshman Houston Frank here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, tennis here, new maybe for you. Is this a new experience for you in tennis, or
yep.
Have you had a little bit of experience before?
I played a couple times in the summer, but other than that, nope.
All right. Well, first year out for tennis, new experience for you, new sport. You figured it out here, and all of a sudden you find yourself on the varsity here. And what's that been like so far?
I've been tough, the competition, but I feel like there's some that I could win more.
And I assume you've already been to the couple of the varsity meets there, Ellsworth and Great Bend?
Yep.
All right. And how did that turn out for you?
I went 1-2 at Ellsworth and 2-3 at Great Bend.
All right. And are you playing singles or doubles?
Singles.
All right. So I guess it's all you out there. But, you know, that's not all bad either. But, you know, the experience of playing singles here, what's probably the biggest learning curve that you've had here so far?
I'm not really sure. Maybe hitting my shots where they need to go or not hitting it too far or too short.
All right, but what's probably been your strength here so far through these first couple of weeks?
Hitting it lobs, like up and over them, maybe.
All right, and what's your go-to so far?
I don't know, just trying to get it back over the net.
Hey, you know what? That's all you need to do. That's just get it across and in bounds, right, in play.
Yeah.
All right. What's something that maybe you like to see as you move through this freshman season of tennis?
Just winning more games.
All right. And I understand it's one of 11 freshmen out. That's got to be pretty fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you great start here to you so far here. And thanks again, Houston, for stopping by here. Good luck to you coming up. All right, once again, freshman Houston Frank joining us here, and we're going to be joined with another freshman, and Dante Franco, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, did you ever imagine you'd find yourself on the radio?
No.
No, well, here you are, but it's not too bad, I promise. But, decided to pick up tennis, made you decide to maybe choose tennis?
Well, some of my friends, they kind of talked me into it, and yeah.
Well, it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, of course, are you singles, doubles player?
I'm a doubles player.
All right. So you get to play doubles here. What's that like going out there? And who's your partner?
Peyton Sams.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at least you have somebody out there with a little bit of experience. And I guess how's your first couple of meets been here so far?
Well, I guess they've been good, but my record isn't so good. So.
Well, that's all right. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Yeah.
So what is it like playing doubles? Where do you like to play the most maybe when you're teamed up there with Peyton?
Well, I like playing back mostly just because I'm a short guy, so can't really get balls at the front sometimes. But, yeah, I just like from the back just, yeah.
I don't know. I'd almost like to be returning quickly right there up front.
Yeah.
I mean, surprise, right?
Yeah.
What's something that you want to do here as you work through your freshman year to maybe get better at?
Just, you know, work on my serves and work on returning the ball better.
All right. And what was that first meet like for you? What was, when you took the court for the first time, what was that like?
I was pretty nervous, you know, something I've never done before. And, yeah, just, it was pretty nervous, like a nervous feeling, so.
Well, you made it through here, and you're a couple meets in here, and freshman Dante Franco joining us here. And thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here throughout this season.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, Dante Franco joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City with our coaches show. And now we bring in a second first-year head coach for the boys. Did I get that right?
Yeah, second, first year.
Yeah. Right. Corbin, Coach, guys have already been kind of thrown into it pretty quickly here and been a pretty good start to the season. How would you assess your season?
We're improving all the time. Dante pointed out maybe our records aren't the best right now, but I'm very pleased with having six first-year players out on the court on our varsity team and a really strong competitive JV right now, too.
And as much as you like to have a lot of experience, but this is at the same time, it's also got to be pretty exciting to see, you know, where they start to end here with maybe the potential.
Yeah. All we can do is get better. A lot of these guys have never even watched tennis, let alone play it. And no one's good at their sport after playing for 5 days. And we're, I don't know, 20, 25 days in. And so we're starting to get the hang of it a little bit.
You know, and last Thursday you go to Ellsworth Invitational. Last Saturday you go to a Great Bend. And I know you mentioned it off here, but some pretty tough ones. I knew looking at the schedule, those are going to be pretty tough meets here. But how did you feel like that maybe your players were able to compete against some pretty good competition right out of the gates?
Yeah, it's nice coming out, and these young guys get to see what good tennis looks like right off the bat. Those might be our two toughest meets of the year. Just based on the schools and the tradition of good tennis at those schools. So, and we held our own. You know, we didn't walk away with the first place plaque at either meet, but we do look like we belong.
Did you see quite a bit of improvement, maybe to the point where even a lot more confidence was gained maybe from Thursday to Saturday?
Yeah, even I noted that their first time stepping on the court, you know, you just saw the nervousness and the timidness to even hit the ball. You know, they were having a hard time getting it over the net because they were just playing scared. And then that next match and then that next meet on Saturday, just a ton of growth right away.
Once again, is Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here. And, well, you've had some JV meets mixed in as well here next week. Tuesday, you go to Waukini, the Trigo Invitational, and an opportunity to see some other schools there. And I know that's not going to be your regional destination, but an opportunity to see some 3-2-1A opponents some more.
Yeah, it'll have a lot of our regional opponents that we haven't seen, and kind of see what everyone else has, because, you know, being a year off of from any experience, it's hard to see what anyone has. So it'll be interesting to see where we stand with everybody.
And I know you haven't had a little bit of practice this week here, probably not today, as you mentioned before we went on here, but what are some things maybe you worked from this week leading into next week's varsity competition?
Our biggest deal right now is consistency. Mm-hmm. As we progress, especially the varsity squad, just we'll have a beautiful shot followed by one that flies over the fence or doesn't make it to the net. So building that consistency and, you know, predicting where that next shot might come from your opponent, things like that.
All right, once again, it is Corbett Jansen joining us here. Scott City Tennis already well into the full swing of things here. And, Coach, thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up next week.
Thanks, Adam.